I'm Dina Temple-Raston in Washington. The Virginia State Police said that they were planning to close the two crime scenes at Virginia Tech today, having collected all the evidence they can. Investigators have done literally hundreds of interviews and gathered mounds of evidence. They are hoping to sift through it all to create a seamless narrative. Officials have been careful not to reveal too much information about what they've discovered at the crime scenes. Yesterday, they had thought the discovery of the multimedia manifesto would provide a big break in the case. But today, in Blacksburg, Virginia State Police Superintendent Stephen Flaherty seemed eager to find anything that would lead investigators to a motive.
We're hoping that any evidence that we recover will give us some information that leads us to the bottom line, to building a case that answers what and as much as possible why.
Law enforcement sources told NPR that they are still searching for a connection between Cho and the students he shot. They don't know whether Cho was looking for anyone in particular, as he went from classroom to classroom. While two of the victims graduated from Cho's high school, it isn't clear he even knew them. NPR has also learned that investigators have some leads related to a trail of bloody footprints in the hallway of West Ambler Johnson Dormitory. That's where the first two killings took place. They've been trying to connect Cho to that crime scene, but no one seems to have seen him in the dorm that morning. A matching shoe print could place him there. The problem is shoe comparisons can take some time to nail down. If police can't get a clear match from a footprint, they'll have to turn to DNA. And that could be problematic if Cho stepped in other blood during the second shooting in Norris Hall. Police have declined to comment on that part of the investigation. NPR asked Flaherty today about the footprints.
Were there any bloody footprints found in the dorm? And if so, did they match Mr. Cho's shoe size?
I'm not going to respond to that.
They hope to wrap up the how of this case in the next few days and then turn to the question everyone is asking. Why? Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.